This is Senator Al Simpson. Many a convict makes parole not because they deserve it, but because we need the prison space. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, prisons are literally busting at the seams. Since 1980, the U.S. prison population has shot up 114%. New prison construction has not kept pace with convictions, and a number of courts have even ordered space limitations. This social pressure has forced a number of prisons to offer paroles to inmates because the warden needs the room for new cons. Ted, this is no way for our justice system to operate. A con should not make parole unless he earns it. According to figures just released by the Justice Department, now the number of parolees exactly matches the level of the new bunch headed for the big house. Come on now, Ted. Shed that old liberal bias of yours and support new prisons and a parole system based on merit, not on a revolving door. Some other guy in Massachusetts did that.
Al, you right-wing Neanderthals are hypocrites on crime. Usually you're the tightest of tight wads, but you turn into the biggest of big spenders in using tax dollars to build prison cells. You salivate over spending billions of dollars to lock up criminals and throw away the key, but you won't spend a dime for education, drug treatment, job training, and other priorities that can save millions of young Americans from lifetimes of crime and do far more to reduce crime than high prison walls. On the question of parole, Al, you're 6 years behind. Congress abolished federal parole in 1984 because it handed too many criminals get-out-of-jail-free cards. Current federal sentencing rules are models for state courts as well. The sentence a criminal gets should be the sentence he serves. I not only supported that reform, Al, I was its sponsor. Wake up on crime, Al. Stop playing Rip Van Reitwinkle. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.